Folks, as we jump into, again, third week, looking at Psalm 23, the person, the Lord, personal, is my shepherd. Provision, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. It goes on, he guides me in paths of righteousness. But want to think this morning just of those four words. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. The one who is the good shepherd, the one who loves us, the one who provides for us, the one who takes it. Well, let's just jump in. Let me read you. He is the source. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Whenever we look at these words, who is the source? Who is the one doing this? It is the Lord. It's not from us. The emphasis in verses 1 to 3, Warren Wiersbe says, is that Jesus is adequate for every need the sheep may have as they are in his pasture. Jesus is adequate. The good shepherd is adequate for every need that the sheep, the flock may have as they are in his pastures. And yet, what are the things that can cause us to not enjoy the good shepherd's abundance, the green pastures, his peace, the quiet waters, his guidance, being led on righteous paths? Folks, for you and for I, and even as Karen read in Psalm 42, I'd never noticed it earlier, but in the middle of it, it says, I remember when I used to go to church. I remember when I used to go up to the temple and lead the festal procession. I remember that, but it's kind of gone. And maybe again, although you're in church this morning, maybe you need your soul restored. Work, you can just be too busy. Worry, concerns in life and all that's happening in and around you. Maybe wandering feet. Maybe actually watching other people jealously and thinking, oh, who do they think they are? Or I want a bit of that, or I'm no good because I'm not that. Maybe that creeps in. And maybe just wishing your life away. Guilty as charged. What are the things in your life that can cause you, maybe you strive for it yourself. Philippians 4 and 19, Paul writes, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ. Again, needs and not greeds. But folks, here, the good shepherd is the source. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness. Why? Well, it's for his name's sake. I wish I had up on the screen for you just that he restores. Think of the word restore. What does it mean? And as I looked at it, well, in the word restore, the first four letters are what? Please talk to me. Rest. Huh. Balance in your busyness. To have your soul restored requires rest. It requires Sabbath, whatever that Sabbath looks like. It requires a balance in your busyness. We all have busy lives. But actually, if we just charge through life with no margin, we will, well, what's the little phrase by Selwyn Hughes that I've never forgot? Claps, collapse in the Christian life is seldom a blowout, it's usually a slow puncture. Yeah? And we run like a bull at a gate with no margin in our lives. And I know some of you are sitting, Gordy, you need to take a wee bit of that advice. But so often we don't take that time for rest that our souls may be restored. Excuse me a wee minute, but this is flicking about a wee bit. There's another word hidden in restore. Anybody got it? Store, okay? So you need to rest, but you also need in your life, I need in my life, to store. Building up your reserves. Psalm 1, the person who's, well, the streams of living water, the tree planted by streams of living water that yields its fruit in season. But what it is, there's a store, there's a depth within it where it's fed from the store of God's well, where that restoring comes from whenever you actually not just live into the margins, but that you build within your life a well that you can live from. Folks, get yourself some daily devotional notes, whether you read them at the scrake of dawn or whether you read them sometime during the day. Find yourself some margin where you can take time to rest and to store up. Rest, store, re. What does re mean? Let me give you three words. Reimagine, reexamine, reignite, restore. There's four. What does re mean? Do it again. Begin again. I like to have my bees, balancing your busyness, building in your reserves, beginning again. To restore means that the Lord, it's like this old drum that I found in Donard Park was restored. So re means to begin again. Let me give you two other pictures of restoration. Again, within the psalm, a cast sheep. Anybody know what a cast sheep is? Brilliant, Sam. Lying on its side and it can't get up. In Donegal, they call it cooped. In East Belfast, they call it couped. But the picture is, seemingly, that a cast sheep, a cooped sheep, has fallen on its side, or even in its wrestling to get back up, ends up right on its back with the feet in the air. And often, folks, whenever its coat is full, and if the coat gets wet, it's heavier and heavier and heavier. And so the sheep struggles so much in its being cast that it just wears itself out and it cannot get back up again. Elijah in 1 Kings 19 runs away. He has been serving God powerfully, taking on the prophets of Baal. You know the story. But eventually Jezebel points the finger, and that's the straw that breaks, because he's running maybe without margin. And he just does a runner. Ends up in the wilderness, lies down, says, Lord, take my life. And what does the Lord do, folks? The good shepherd, in essence, comes, gives him some food and water and says, have a wee snooze. And the Lord God comes back to him again through the angel and touches him and says, there's some more food and drink. Lie down again. Rest, store, re, let's get going again. For Elijah, it was fatigue. A few weeks ago, we thought in Luke 24 about the couple on the Emmaus Road, and they were just folks flummoxed. They'd followed Jesus, and Jesus was dead. And yes, there was rumors of resurrection, but you know what? We're just going. We have had enough. And they set off to Emmaus, 7 miles away from Jerusalem. They had given up because they were just so confused. They were flummoxed as to what was going on. And the Lord himself came up and walked along with them. He opened the bread of life. And as he literally broke bread in the inn, they realized who he was. Were not our hearts burning within us? And they turned the other direction and ran back to the disciples with their hearts restored. Think about Peter in John 21. Like Elijah, God fed him. The Lord Jesus came and cooked breakfast on the beach and then said, Peter, let's have a wee chat. And as they walked, a tender talk, do you love me? Do you love me more than these? We're not quite sure what the these are. But Peter, in his failure, the Lord met him and revived him. He was the cast sheep, as was the disciples in the Emmaus Road, as was Elijah. Folks, for you, maybe we're in church this morning and we're fatigued, weary and well-doing. Maybe we're in church this morning and we're a bit flummoxed. Gordy, just don't understand what's going on. And if God is, then why this? And it just doesn't make sense. Or maybe you've let the Lord down in some way, like Peter. Maybe you've denied him. The Lord Jesus, like the Good Shepherd, if there's a sheep missing, he goes to find it, doesn't he? Because not just reviving a cast sheep, but retrieving a lost sheep. Retrieving the lost sheep. In Luke 15, does the shepherd not leave the 99 and go after the lost sheep until he finds it and he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home? Folks, the good shepherd's heart is to restore the weak and the wandering. And that can be any single one of us in church today. The good shepherd's heart is to restore the weak and the wandering. David Gibson, in a little book that I've been reading, says this: there is no soul restoration in walking paths in life that your shepherd is not walking with you. There is no greener grass anywhere else than with Jesus and with the words that he speaks. The grass isn't greener on the other side. So if we have wandered and need retrieved, folks, if we are weary and need restored and revived, the good shepherd is the one who wants to. Well, here, let's just keep going. He restores my soul. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is my soul? How does it get restored? That picture, again, of the inner well. But it can also, soul here can also mean your daily work. So in your daily work and service that you're restored, so your soul can be that that's deep within. That's what I'm going to concentrate on in some senses. Karen read Psalm 42 and 11. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Well, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him. Let me read from Psalm 51, which was sang this morning. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me, and restore to me the joy of your salvation. David Gibson again says, I want to say that you will not long leave his path before you discover only soul decay and not soul nourishment on any different path. Let me read that again. I want to say that you will not long leave his path before you discover only soul decay and not soul nourishment. You'll not find it on a different path. The writer to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life, where the very depths of your being is restored. Isaiah 55, verse 3, Isaiah writes, incline your ear. Come to me, says the Lord. Hear. And then this little phrase, that your soul may live. That your soul may live. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, says the Lord. You will find rest for your souls. Folks, this morning, he, the Good Shepherd, is our source. And if we try to find our strength anywhere else than in him, we're looking in the wrong place. He is the one who restores. He gives us our strength. And that strength is deep within, that our soul may live, and that we live out of that place. How do all these things fit together? The first three verses of Psalm 23, we talk about rest, green pastures and quiet waters. We talk about restoration, the one who restores our soul. There's a funny wee twist here in the psalm, because it says, he restores my soul, and then it goes, he guides me in paths of righteousness. And folks, we can only know his restoration and his strength when we stay on the right path. And then not only just that righteousness, but for his renown, for his name's sake. So as we live, and again, where it starts, relationship. The Lord is my shepherd. And he's the one that gives us rest if we follow him. He is the one who restores if we yield to him. And as we walk with him, we then walk on right paths and we give him glory in how we live. And as we wait on him, strength will rise as we wait on the everlasting God who will give us strength and carry us forward.